This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just like that, it's 7 past the hour on the DJV show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Rolling through your morning with you, and hey, happy end of the week to you. Got a lot of things to go through this morning. The Rolling Stones will be up here in a second. But first, I want to start with going into this Coast Guard story and this boat fire and some more information about what may have been behind this, Victoria.
Yeah, so, of course, that deadly California dive boat fire that we all talked about from a couple weeks ago is really just horrific. 34 people died. They were essentially trapped below deck. The only 5 people who made it out alive were 5 crew members who were on the top deck. And they said they tried to get the people out, but the fire had already engulfed the entire area, and there was no way they could do anything. Yeah. So in the wake of all of that, the Coast Guard has issued kind of an interesting warning about new safety requirements for passenger vessels. The bulletin that they sent out asked boat operators to make sure that all the required firefighting and life-saving equipment is operational. Duh. That they also want to make sure all emergency escapes are clearly identified and functional. That's another duh. But the interesting thing that they've added is that they recommend that operators limit unsupervised charging of lithium-ion batteries. Mm-hmm. Now, those are batteries that are in cell phones, laptops, and tablets. Now, they haven't said that they think that's what started the fire, but it would appear that they're heading down that road, that someone, one of the guests below deck or someone on deck, was charging one of these devices and had a faulty battery that caught fire. Now, we know that these things do catch fire if they're not taken care of the right way, if they overheat. We talk about this in our tech report all the time. I'm always reminding people, you know, don't charge your phone or your tablet or your laptop on your bed, because there have been bed fires that have started if the device can't breathe, you know, if it doesn't have enough air, if it gets overheated. We also know what happened with the Samsung Galaxy phones. They were they caught fire on airplanes.
Right. Remember they banned them from airplanes for a year?
Yep. And just because you don't have a Samsung, you know, you can have an iPhone, you can have any cell phone, any laptop, any tablet, and this can still happen. And so it looks like this is a pretty plausible cause of what may have started this fire on the boat that was called Conception. And so, like we said, 34 people died as a result of this.
Remind me again, how were they all trapped? Did the fire block their exit, and that was the only exit?
Well, they
exit?
Were all asleep. They were asleep. This was in the middle of the night.
Right, yeah.
And so the hatch, apparently, from what I heard on news reports, the way to get from below deck up to, because they were basically sleeping on, it was a 75-foot boat, and these people were sleeping in, like, bunk beds, kind of, you know, bunk set up on the boat. And so the way to get up to the top deck was one exit.
Right,
and
one
apparently
way
it was
out.
Pretty narrow. And at first it was rumored that the exit had been locked, but then I think they found that it wasn't actually locked. It was just by the time the crew members knew there was a big fire and they went into that area, they couldn't get through the flames to get anyone out. Most people probably died of smoke inhalation first, and then, you know, and then the fire was just devastating on the boat. The divers recovered the remains of the last victim just a few days ago, and they said they're still doing DNA tests to confirm some of the victims' identities, which is really horrible. But if this comes down to just someone's cell phone, that's...
Who's going to sue the cell phone company? We need to know which cell phone it was so that we know who to sue.
I know.
That's where we're going.
That is very true. That is probably definitely where the families are going to go. It's really horrible.
But at least for the, I mean, so I wonder if the boat operator ends up getting sued as well here. I mean, it's really not their
fault.
Well,
the FBI raided the company and took a bunch of documents, didn't make any arrests yet. Well, because they're searching their other vessels to make sure that, you know, they're also up to code. There were a few minor code violations on this boat. Nothing that would have caused this fire, though, which it seems kind of plausible that it was a tablet or a laptop or a cell phone.
So why raid them? I mean, what's up with a raid?
Well, I know.
Do you really need to go in guns a-blazing? It was a horrible accident. Hey, we need this information just to confirm this or that. You really need to go with a raid?
Well, I guess the biggest difference will be, I know, and it does seem extreme, but, you know, they're involved in this now. The biggest difference will be, was it a crew member's phone or tablet or laptop that was charging that caused the fire, or was it a guest on board? That will be that will make a really big difference.
Why?
Especially for insurance.
Yeah.
Well, insurance.
You're right.
And if there are going to be any, like, civil, you know, wrongful death suits.
But, I mean, it's not like it was negligence. It was a freak accident. Not even that freak, actually. It was an accident caused by a piece of equipment that everybody on board had.
It could have been anybody. How could they ever even pinpoint it? That's
right.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
No, I don't see this ending well or going anywhere. Mm. Hey, you piqued my curiosity when you teased me with the Rolling Stones. You know, I always love to get information on the fact that those guys are still rocking and just going. It amazes me every single time.
And rocking is the key word, because my friends just saw them at Giant Stadium a couple weeks ago and said that they were phenomenal.
Yeah.
They did Harlem Shuffle for the first time in like 25 years.
Oh, wow,
they
that's
said
cool.
It was incredible. Yeah, they just had a blast. Well, the Stones are trending right now because they say that playing at one of the Bay Area's most popular concert venues is a non-starter for them. Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, where the 49ers play, is on their list. I was going to say something else.
On their do not playlist?
Yeah, it's on the do not playlist. That's much safer.
Yeah.
So they said that overly restrictive rules make the stadium no longer worth the effort to play there. And this is coming from the band's No Filter tour from 2019. That's the tour that I said my friend just saw. The Stones team said that they like the stadium itself and were grateful that the 10 p.m. curfew was actually moved to 11 p.m. for their most recent show. But they said that Santa Clara's regulations for things like the feeding areas for the band, the stage setup and pyrotechnics, which had to be canceled, that they were too restrictive and dysfunctional. So Stones fans said that the city needs to work with the stadium better. And the Stones themselves say that they've tried to work with Santa Clara officials, but apparently even the 49ers have been sparring for months over management of this stadium.
So let me get this straight. San Francisco is over-regulating something, and they lost revenue because of it. Wow.
Sounds like it.
Shocker.
Yeah. Now, I'm not familiar with this area. If they have a 10 p.m. curfew, I'm guessing it's probably a noise issue.
That's actually awesome.
Right?
Can you imagine? Well, it's the Rolling Stones. They're old. They surely want to start earlier and get to bed earlier. No, mate. We want to rock all night.
Right. And so apparently the 49ers have also been complaining about the lack of fireworks and all the things that, you know, that they would like to also have in that stadium. Apparently it's not a thing. They said that it's not going to happen. The 49ers have complained about the 10 p.m. weeknight curfew, and they said it deflects from their management performance. And so they book non-national, non-NFL league events that lose over $3 million annually for the stadium authority just because of the city's, you know, management of this stadium. So,
Is the stadium in the middle of like a retirement community or something?
That's what I'm wondering. It's in Santa Clara, so I don't know that. I don't know the demographic but...
Maybe it's like in the right smack dab in the middle of some 55 and older community, and they're.
Well, now, so obviously the concern here is if the Rolling Stones say they're never going to play there again, then a lot of other big acts will also say the same thing.
Yeah, that's really funny. At what point do people finally sit down and look at themselves and go, maybe we have just a few too many rules.
Right.
maybe our desire to control everything and have power over everything is getting a little out of hand. I'm surprised they just don't tax it. Hey, you want pyrotechnics? Sure. There's an 80% tax on whatever you spend on the pyrotechnics. Oh, you want to go out past 10 o'clock at night? Great, no problem. There's a surcharge for every five-minute period that you go over. I'm surprised that they just don't go with that and just say, let's make more money, because that's what they do.
That's true.
California. I don't know how Jennifer does it out there. So, hey, listen, got a lot more coming up for you here. It's the DJV show. I'm Rich. She's Victoria. She's Kara. And this is 16 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Boom, 19 past the hour. Good morning. How are you? Get up, get up, get up. Hey, listen. I was never a big fan of The Office, but my kids watch it on Netflix all the time. It's the show that just keeps on going, man. So, and then now they're going to have a podcast?
Yeah, well, the Office is actually leaving Netflix, and so people are binging it like crazy. Yeah, because it's going to move over to, let's see, it would be the NBC thing. So whatever the new NBC, you know, there's so many new services. Everyone's dividing up into, you know, by network. But anyway, so before The Office leaves Netflix, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, who are two of the stars of The Office, they are launching a new podcast. And they're going to watch all the episodes and then give listeners behind-the-scenes details and secrets. The podcast is called Office Ladies. It premieres October 16th. And it's on Stitcher's comedy podcast network, Earwolf. And so this is probably going to go over really, really big with Office fanatics. And there are a lot of them.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Fun. Well, what a good idea. Keeps it rolling and keeps it fun. My kids will love it. So have at it. Hey, it's 21 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Victoria and Kara, I'm Rich, and for Doug, will be absolutely shocked that I've heard this
version. Because I haven't heard this.
Of If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free. And it's because I was on a Police binge a couple of weeks ago and went through all of Dream of the Blue Turtles.
So good.
Top five album, one of my top five albums of all time, which this song comes from. It was Sting's first solo album after the Police broke up, and it's a great story. So now, Sting's got another number one hit, because why, Victoria?
Well, because he's at the top of the dance club songs chart now remix. Yeah. This is called If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free 2019. That's the official title of the song. It's a dance version. It's one of six songs from Sting's new My Songs release, and they're all remixes.
Yeah.
And so the original version of this song hit number 10. That's where it peaked on the charts back in 1985. And so with this new remix, it actually gives Sting his fourth number one. Send Your Love from October of 2003, Stolen Car, Take Me Dancing, was August of 2004, and an update of Car from February of 2016 were his other number ones.
That I listened to this whole album,
remixed.
This whole 2019 album.
On, you like it? I haven't heard the other songs on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I thought this was kind of cool. I liked it. I'm a big fan of the song. You can do whatever you want with it. I like it. I don't care.
It lends itself well to a remix.
I love it. And I like the Police and Sting as well. But is this just his fourth solo number one, or is this his fourth number one, like, ever?
It's his fourth dance chart.
Okay, oh.
So those other songs had gotten remixed.
Because I was like, obviously Police songs must have been at number one. Yeah.
And and some of his, I want to say 10 Sumner's Tales probably hit number one. Right, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
So this is his, this puts him in the dance category. It's his fourth number one dance chart, which is interesting.
You know, the Police are just an amazing band. If you really get in, I follow this YouTube channel, this music YouTube channel from this producer, former record producer, Rick Beato. And he breaks down. He will take a song and just deconstruct it. And when he does The Police, it's just the jazz influences, the reggae influences, just everything. Yeah. And then for Sting to take a reggae jazz song and turn it into a dance, they're brilliant. They're really, really good musicians. And they kind of went into this whole punk reggae thing in the late 70s, like 78, 79. And nobody's like, you're doing what?
Yeah.
You're going to mix punk and reggae? Okay, good luck with that.
And it worked. And, yeah. And, you know, in a sense, too, a lot of the early Police stuff was like ska without the horns.
Right, right.
You know, it worked.
Right.
And the fact that he rented Goldeneye, the estate where James Bond was written, you know, Ian Fleming wrote, it was his estate, he rented it out and wrote Synchronicity and Synchronicity 2, and, like, he just was so into the Jamaican reggae vibe.
And one of the great things about them is that they're all interesting individuals.
Yes.
Like Andy Summers, Stuart Copeland, Sting, they're all interesting.
They've done so many cool things individually.
If you want to be entertained for about 20 minutes to no end, go on YouTube and search Stuart Copeland, he's the drummer, Where the Gods Live. And it's basically him just talking about music. And you walk through, he takes you through his home studio and shows you all of the weird instruments that he's got. And he is one of the coolest, funniest, weirdest dudes you will ever see in your life.
There's
and
also that new documentary on The Police on Netflix. I think it's Stuart Copeland's
own footage. That's my weekend
footage.
Right there. There
yeah.
It is. 28 past on the DJV show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential hopefuls on a debate stage in Houston last night, and one of the big issues, aggressive moves to curb gun violence. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke calling for sweeping gun buyback programs, while Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders blamed a corrupt political system for inaction on gun control. Meanwhile, candidate Julian Castro was raising questions about frontrunner Joe Biden's memory during a clash over whether there would be automatic enrollment in the former VP's health care plan proposal.
You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Four past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who is he's traveling somewhere this morning. Anyway, so it's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here with you, going through the big stories of the day. And guess what? Guess what? Guns got a bad Yelp review. And apparently, companies are jumping on board with Yelp to give guns a bad Yelp review. What's the story here, Victoria?
Yeah, actually, 150 U.S. companies are urging Congress to take action on gun legislation.
Yeah.
Now, big companies like Twitter and Uber and Yelp, and there's so many, but they're
Twitter,
they're
Uber, and Yelp. What do all those three companies have in common? Can't think of it. What is it? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So they said, as business leaders, they have a, quote, responsibility and obligation to stand up for the safety of their employees.
They do.
So specifically, they pushed lawmakers to require background checks for all gun sales.
Okay.
They want to pass national red flag laws, which temporarily takes firearms away from people who could pose a risk to themselves or others. And then the CEO said in this proposal that it's a bipartisan and widely supported by the American public.
Sure.
There is some data to back that up. A recent poll conducted by NPR and PBS shows that
NPR and PBS, okay.
Yeah. 83% of American adults support background checks for all gun sales. 72% support a national red flag law. Now, what they failed to mention is actually polls within the National Rifle Association also show that members, now we're not talking like Wayne LaPierre, the guy at the top,
right,
but actual members, everyday members, responsible gun owners also want background checks. They don't want, they want it just as much as non-gun owners. So I don't know why they would, I mean, I understand why these companies are using this data, but I think that they should really go more directly to the source.
You know what the NRA members realize that the NPR and PBS members don't? There already is a background check. I went through it. Everybody goes through it when you buy a gun. So,
but not for all gun sales, not
right,
gun
right.
shows.
So sure, you might go to the gun show and do the private sale.
Yeah.
But I went to a gun shop. I bought a gun. They said, okay, come back tomorrow or the day after. We should have you approved. Okay, no
right,
problem.
Right, and that's how it should be done.
And they
right,
call me up and they go,
for
hey,
everything,
we though. Got your paperwork back. Come on in. Your gun
right.
is ready. I did.
Right.
Everybody's cool.
But that should count for pawn shops. That should count for private gun sales, gun shows. And that's what these companies are saying, that it needs to be a universal background check.
Don't quote me because I'm not the expert, okay? It's not like I'm out buying and selling guns every week. I have a shotgun and a pistol. That's it, right? That's all I got. And when I got my shotgun from my brother, we had to go to a gun shop to do the transfer of ownership.
Right.
So I don't understand where all this private loophole stuff happens. The gun show stuff, I've never bought a gun there, so I don't really know how it works. I've gone to one. I've gone to several.
But if you can buy, anyone can buy a gun without a background check at an auction. And if you just say I'm a collector, you know, then there are no background checks for that. So there are places, you know, that I think pawn shops, anyone can go into a pawn shop without a background check and
I'm
buy
not
a
sure.
gun.
I've never bought a gun at the pawn shop.
Sure.
So
well,
I just know that every time for the two guns that I own, because I shoot trap at the local trap thing. That's cool. It's fun. It's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have a pistol just because I think everybody should. You should too.
No, I'm a pacifist. I will never own a gun.
Well,
I don't mind other people owning
guns. I hope
guns,
that works
but
out well for
me,
you. Right,
well,
yeah.
for me personally, I have not needed one.
Cool.
I lived in New York City for a long time and I never needed a gun.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
That's cool. That's cool. It just, every time I went through the process, there was some form of a checks and balance for me. So I'm sure there are loopholes that we need to clean up here.
Mm-hmm.
But what do these companies get? What do these 150 companies get by jumping on the gun legislation bandwagon? What's in it for them?
They get consumer support.
You think?
Absolutely. Look at how many more people now want to go to Walmart because Walmart took a strong stance against selling certain types of guns. People who hated Walmart are now coming forward saying, you know what, Walmart's okay. Walmart made a smart business decision.
I'm going to think that you're getting the wool pulled over your eyes on that one, because let me tell you who goes to Walmart. Rednecks. Okay. Rednecks go to Walmart. You see a lot of camouflage hats in Walmart.
That
right?
is true, but a lot.
You see a lot of country.
Walmart.
You see a lot of pickup trucks in the Walmart parking lots. So I'm thinking those people are probably gone. What are you talking about, Walmart? This isn't my. I don't agree with this.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Walmart just made the announcement, so we'll see what their business sales look like. Now, for Dick's Sporting Goods, when they got rid of, after I think it was the Parkland shooting in Florida, the school shooting, when Dick's Sporting Goods got rid of all their guns, their business went through the roof. It spiked because everybody then said, we're going to go and support Dick's Sporting Goods, and that was the best business decision they've ever made.
So you're getting
CVS,
lost.
But here's the thing. But when CVS decided to stop selling cigarettes, their business shot up because people thought that was the right thing to do.
Right.
So this is, I have been saying all along, Time Magazine next year, when they talk about the person of the year, it's the year of the consumer. The consumer has expressed more power in 2019 than
it's the way
ever
it's always
before.
Been, I mean,
no, but I think it's even more so. It's more so.
You know, the difference is that people are like, we're going to shut your business down if you don't agree with us politically.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's working. How many people have been canceled this year? A lot of people.
A lot of people
and
what?
Businesses. Canceled, the term. I feel like I'm explaining to Doug. The term when like people are angry about something on social media and that's hashtag canceled.
Yeah.
So many companies and individuals have been canceled this year, and that is just the power of social media and the power of the consumer.
What's the power of capitalism?
what consumer capitalism, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if these 150 companies fare well with this and, you know, just kind of see what goes on with it. But for me, here's my deal. I want to walk in and I want you to sell me paper towels, milk, and groceries or whatever it is you sell Walmart. If you decide that you don't want to sell guns or ammo or something like that, great. That is your prerogative because you own the store, you run the store. But once you start making it like a marketing campaign that we're here for you, America, because we're going to protect you from these crazy gun owners, that's when I start going, you know what? Target's looking pretty good. And I want to shop. It's just like when I go to a concert, I don't want you to lecture me about whatever political stories in the news that day. I want you to sing to me, play the freaking guitar, sell me my milk, sell me my groceries. That's what I want from you, Walmart.
That is true.
And if you don't want to sell me ammo, great, no problem. I'll buy my milk there. But don't preach to me.
I mean, I get that, and I certainly don't want to go to a concert and have somebody preaching at me either. I totally get that.
Right.
But people are a lot more. I have noticed amongst my crowd, at least in my age demographic, people are a lot more concerned about who's really benefiting from my dollar being spent at your company, and that is something that a lot of people are paying a lot more attention to, and that's not going to go away. That's only going to keep building.
Yeah, but it's getting to the point where it's, you know, you don't want to bake my cake or you don't want to do this. And you're driving small business owners just because you politically disagree with them. People are just like mounting these Twitter campaigns because some small business owner doesn't agree with me politically because he had a sign in his store.
But like you said, that's capitalism, though. So if that works, then that's capitalism.
It is capitalism, but I should decide, oh, you know what? I don't like this person's bumper sticker that they have in their window. I don't want to shop here. I'm not going to go out and mount a Twitter campaign and get the whole world to start throwing bricks through their window because they disagree with me politically.
Well, that's because, A, you're normal and you have a job.
And I'm not Antifa.
And, you know, but it doesn't have to be Antifa to do that. I know a lot of regular people who, you know, also have done those types of things and said, I'm not going to go to Equinox anymore now because, you know, the guy at the top is a Trump supporter or whatever.
I'm
so there,
totally
that happened
cool that.
All through New York. But that's, yeah, I mean, but that was also a huge social media campaign, too. So it's not all crazy people, but, you know, I think most people react the way you do. If you see something in, a bumper or sticker on the window of a store and you don't like it, then you just don't shop there.
Right.
But there are
I let
a lot
my
of
dollars
other people
do
who,
speak for yeah. me. I don't need to right. go out and mount some war against
but that is the, but that is the reality
owner.
Of you know and it's a different it's an age gap too but that is absolutely how millennials approach things though.
Well, millennials are going to get their butts handed to them if they keep you hand out this kind of angry tactics, it'll come back to bite you one day. And I grew up in sales, man, and I know how to sell to everybody. I want to sell to everybody. I want you,
well,
if I'm Walmart, I want everybody to buy my milk. Everybody. And I don't understand why people would want to say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to step out on this ledge here, and we're going to just really super cater to this portion of America. And we're going
to
really...
Well, obviously they've done the research on this, right? I mean, Walmart, to
make
that
But why wouldn't you
stand.
Want everybody?
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't.
Why wouldn't you want everybody?
Well, I think in an ideal world, everybody would want everybody to buy stuff at their store. But obviously, Walmart has done some research. Walmart didn't just make this decision, you know, willy-nilly. They've got a lot of research behind
this. You would
think. Of course they did. This was a very calculated move. And obviously, they're hedging their bets, and they feel like they're now on the right side of consumers.
Obviously, they think that they're going to lose 18% of America and that they're going to super serve another 30% that already came to Walmart
anyway.
Right, they
calculated the profit and loss here, for sure.
Right. So, well, I still bought my ammo at Dick's. I'm still there. for all you people who hate dicks or you think you love them now. I just bought shotgun shells there 2 weeks ago.
I think that they didn't remove everything. I think there
they still have shotguns.
Assault rifles or, you know, I think something, there was something that they got rid of. Automatic weapons, maybe? I don't know. Again, this is not my area of expertise. I just know that they made a big stand after that and a lot of people supported it.
I just went there last week and bought a bazooka. I don't know what you're talking about.
A bazooka.
It's 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas.
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey, check out that view.
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road.
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 past the hour on the DJV show. Hey, any of you that use Uber or Lyft? Any of you that use Uber or Lyft in California? Well, I got some news for you. I think your experience is probably going to change over the next few years because there's a new California Senate bill that wants to give contract workers more rights. So, like, let's say you work for Uber or Lyft and you don't get vacation. You don't get health insurance. Well, California wants to protect these people, right? So they are trying to create a bill, and I don't know how they're going to do this yet, but they're trying to create a bill that gives these people some of those rights. Now, with those rights, you also lose some of your freedoms that you get as a contract worker. I can work when I want. I can work where I want. I can do whatever I want because you're not my boss. I'm a contract worker.
Yeah, it should be a choice, I think.
Right. So right. I think what we probably see happening here over the next couple of years with a lot of these app-based employment companies like Uber and Lyft is that you're going to see two models. You're going to see, oh, I want health insurance and I want vacation. Okay, great. You go work for this division of the company, and oh, I want the freedom to do what I want. I want to be my own boss, and I've got insurance with my wife's company or whatever it is. Okay, great. You go work for this one. What I'm curious to see is how that will affect the price and the experience. So stay tuned. This is about to get rocky in California. Makes what happens in California flows east. So there it is. 50 past the hour on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Three past the hour on the DJV show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Kara Schillen, Victoria Kuehn, and then Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com joining us to go over all things automotive this week. And, you know, Nick, I understand they tell me every single week that you're, like, off to some new exciting place to do something with cars. And then this week I'm looking at our information here about where you will be, and they tell me you're going to Australia, which is awesome. But you have to go all the way to Australia to test drive a Hyundai? What's going on with that? You couldn't drive one here?
When this opportunity came up, I said, you know, what is it, to drive a Land Rover through the middle of the outback,
right,
or, you know, wrestle a crocodile? No, it's to drive the smallest Hyundai they've ever made. And I went, well, it's Australia. Why? I'll
right,
go.
Exactly. I don't need an excuse. Just send me. That's all it is.
That starts this week. I didn't realize that it's such a long trip. It's a 30-hour trip to get there. You lose a day and a half on the way there, but you gain one on the way back. So
hey, let me tell you something. The flight back, you will get home, you will sleep for a day, and then you will wake up and you will spend the next month trying to figure out what happened. Because it is a mind-melting experience. You're like, wait, so when I left, it was this, and when I got back, it was Tuesday. And
right.
I need somebody to show me what happened. Anyway, let's move on to other bigger and better things. So GM is going to have a big old recall on pickup trucks. What's going on there?
Yeah, so GM, under pressure, I should say, from the federal government, is recalling 3.8 million pickup trucks in the United States and Canada. That's a huge number. You know, we usually hear about 500,000, yeah. 300,000, but 3.8 million is an awful lot. To tell you what they cover would probably take the rest of the show, because there's so many models that they actually cover, but it's late models of their largest pickups and SUVs. And the interesting thing is that it's something that is potentially super troubling, but at this point doesn't have to be troubling. The power assistance for the brakes, which when I don't know if most people know this, but when you actually brake on a vehicle, you get help. It's pushing the brake pedal doesn't actually mechanically squeeze down clamps right. on the discs. Yeah. It actually, you get sort of a power-assisted help. And that vacuum pump that provides that power to the brakes has been failing over time. Now, not failing so much that, you know, you put your foot down and nothing happens, but it doesn't happen as vigorously as owners should or it should do for the vehicle, and therefore the stopping distance has increased. Now, this has actually meant that 113 reports of crashes have happened, and 13 people have been injured. And the NHTSA, which is the government's body that looks after us and makes sure that everything is done right, has said, look, you guys, you cannot just ignore this. There's been 111 complaints, and yeah. so GM have complied, and they're recalling them. At this point, it's serious, but not tragically serious like the airbags were for Takata, but it's serious enough that if you have one of these vehicles, you should pay attention. Now, in a few seconds, it'll take me a few seconds to tell you this, go to NHTSA.gov, and type in your VIN number. That's the little number at the bottom of your windshield. In any vehicle, it will tell you if you have a recall on that vehicle. It's probably the best advice I can ever give you.
Wow.
So whatever vehicle you have, type in that long number that's as long as your arm, and it'll tell you whether there's a recall on your vehicle.
Well, and here's another piece of information that people really don't realize. I own a couple of Fords, right? So I go to my Ford dealer all the time and look for what free work I can get done to my car, because there's always some sort of recall. And what you don't realize is that the Ford dealer gets paid by Ford, yeah. the manufacturer, to work on your car. So they are yeah. looking to get that work into the shop, and right. they are happy to bring you in and say, yep, you got a recall, we'll take care of it, because they're getting paid for it, and it's big money to them. So always right. check in with your dealer, because they're happy to do free work for you.
Plus, when you go into the dealer for a recall, the salesman can wander over and have a casual chat with you about upgrading your vehicle, which they love.
Right. I come out of the car business. My family's in the car business, and these. It used to be where the service department fed the sales department.
Right.
Now it's pretty much the opposite way. It's where the sales department feeds the service department, because that's right. where most of the money is made in any dealership anymore.
Yep.
Because I got news for you. You people have sucked the life out of sales for any new car dealership. There is yeah. nothing left. There yeah. are crumbs. I was just talking to a buddy of mine the other day who works in he's the fleet manager of a Chevrolet, big Chevrolet. He's like, all they want to do is give away cars so they can get you back in the shop. And that's all there's left.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I know. That's why you have to choose a gem. I always tell you that you choose a brand that yep. That you don't have to service.
All right, so let's go to rautoexpert.com and let's check out Nick's information. Good stuff. Thank you, Nick.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.